In September of 1977, Darwin, better known as Tony Snyder, brought down his baton, and 70 adult amateur musicians began playing Henry Fillmore's American's We. The Nebraska Wind Symphony, Omaha's community concert band, was born.
People that played in a concert band in high school and or college was kind of aimed more at the college people who have since don't have an opportunity to play anymore because they don't do it professionally or anything else. And the first rehearsal was over at Westside High School because he was still with District 66 at that time, so he was able to glom onto some facilities for us.
Steve Michael is a percussionist and charter member in the Nebraska Wind Symphony. He says Snyder approached him about joining the NWS when it first began. Michael says it was a little different to be playing as an adult musician in front of Snyder, since he's known him for a good portion of his life.
I played for him. First time I ever was in one of his bands was the summer of 61. As an elementary student in summer band.
Michael says he has always marveled at Snyder's ability to get things done.
Throughout the years here in the Wind Symphony, he's done I don't think anybody else could have carried this off. Just forming this whole group and getting it organized and getting it started.
Sadly, Tony Snyder passed away in January of this year. Michael says it's an honor to be part of a group that was one of the things Snyder was proudest of in his life. His pride and effort put towards this group was very obvious.
Tony would do Sousa concerts where he would dress up as John Philip Sousa, and the whole program would be styled like an old-fashioned John Philip Sousa. There would be marches, overtures.
A member since 1987 and previous assistant director of the NWS, Dan Kincaid, felt as if he was back in his element again after he stopped teaching music in 1984. Kincaid says this element is what he believes to be Tony's offering to all the members in the symphony.
That is really, I think, Tony's gift to all of us that I would like him to be remembered by, is that he gave all of us over the years, the hundreds of people who have played in this group and some that have played since the beginning, a chance every Monday night to set everything else aside and come and be with our people and play band music. I just think he's smiling because, you know, music, you know, there are people that like music and then there's people that love music, and we all love music, so.
Even after stepping back from being the NWS director, Tony's work and dedication to the group was still being honored.
And so the last concert of that series, Tony was one of the special guest conductors. And the mayor gave him, a plaque or something about me. This is Tony Snyder Day.
Helen Jordan has played the French horn with the NWS starting in the 1980s. She, along with all members of the Nebraska Wind Symphony, believe it is important and necessary to continue this group and honor Tony Snyder's legacy. To find out more about Snyder and how he started the symphony, you can visit NebraskaWindSymphony.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tagg.